When we come to the monastery to practice, we're coming to learn about our own mind, this mind that is the hardest thing to understand. It's harder than understanding about other people or understanding about different aspects in the world. Even all the things about this world, there are just so many things that it becomes confusing. We can't even know it in its entirety. Even if we learn about it our whole lives, we still won't be able to understand it all. Or even over the span of many lifetimes, our knowledge about the world still won't reach completion. And the minds of other people is even harder to understand than this world. Even our loved ones, for instance, your own child, who you have carried in your womb and cared for since a small child, even they are hard to learn about, hard to understand. But if we can learn about our own mind, then we will be able to understand clearly about the world and clearly about other people. Today, I have a story I want to share with you and for you to reflect on. There was one family, a mother who had a small child, her daughter. This mother was still quite young herself. One day, she saw her child holding two apples, one in her right hand and one in her left. The child looked very adorable. The mother was full of love and care towards her child, seeing her child delighted that she had two apples. The mother wanted to play around with her child to test her daughter whether she loved her mother. So the mother asked, "Child, little child, can I have one apple?" She had the full expectation of a mother and father who had given everything for their child, that just asking for one apple, the child would definitely give it to her. But it wasn't so. The daughter, hearing the mother's request, instead of giving her mother one apple, the child extended her right arm, put the apple in her mouth, and took a bite out of it. The mother began feeling uneasy. Even some anger was building up. She started to feel disappointed in her child. "Look, she has two apples and can't even give me one apple." The mother had the thought, "If I had two apples, I could give her both apples, even if I had to go without any. Even my own life I could give to her." After this, the daughter extended her left hand that was holding the other apple and put it in her mouth and took a bite out of it. Now, the mother was feeling faint while she was standing up. She was completely disappointed. She thought, "This child is so young, and just having two apples, she won't even give me any. Later in the future, what will my child turn out like?" The emotions of worry, fear, and love all came up in that young mother. She felt very hurt, to the point she felt like she was going to collapse while she was standing. But because she was the mother, she was strong, and so could hold in her emotions, all the disappointment and suffering. Yet she was likely crying inside. Now, the daughter extended one apple to her mother and said, "Mother, take this one. This one is sweeter than the other one." Just that much, the mother's heart was full of joy and happiness. She had the feeling that her emotions and thinking were wrong. Even this small child had mindfulness and wisdom, and she was too judgmental of her own child. She wasn't able to keep her judging in check. The hurtful emotions had already entered her heart, which led to thoughts and ideas arising. But being a mother who had love and care towards her child, she could hide her displeasure. So you have to contemplate your own child that you gave birth to, you looked after. There are some things you won't understand deep down in their minds. And what about the others close to you? Your co-workers or your friends? Will you know their minds well? Sometimes you will think bad of them, get offended, misunderstand them, about many things about these people around us, and maybe this even arises a lot. So be very careful. In the beginning, we have to have the virtue of kanti, patience, first and foremost. When we have kanti, or patience, then when we receive emotions that are unpleasant and damaging, and we create thoughts and ideas that are negative, that see the world as bad and undesirable, we can keep control over our mind. The kanti, or patience, doesn't let the emotions and thoughts burst out to our speech and actions. We need to maintain our speech and actions well and keep them restrained. This is called having soracha, being peaceful and looking after our actions and speech well. When we have patience, then when we look at the world and other people, we do so with loving kindness and compassion. The ones we look at may have some form of suffering in their hearts. So don't look at them in a negative way. Look at them with kindness and compassion. Then we won't look at them in a negative way. If we look at them in a negative way, it may not be according to the truth of the matter. We may see wrongly. We can't believe our thoughts and feelings because they arise from delusion and from a sense of self that the mind creates. So we need to be careful. Like this story of this young mother trying to test her little daughter, and she ends up misunderstanding her. Then what of your own friends, co-workers, and those in society? We won't really know them that well. Even if there are a lot of bad people in the world, we still need to hold the principle that our hearts must be full of kindness and compassion first. View people in a positive way first. Because there are still many other people that are our true friends, good people that we can depend on when we are in times of difficulties. Even currently, they may be helping us in our work and duties and doing so wholeheartedly. They don't do it pretending or for the money. They don't want things from us. They do so out of love or true friendship. We have to recognize their goodness. Or those people who give in to us all the time. They don't argue and conflict with us. It's not that they don't have mindfulness and wisdom, but they desire that when they come together with others in work, society, and in the family, the important thing is to do so peacefully. That peace is able to arise only when the mind has Dhamma. The mind that tolerates others, even when they are in the right, they will still listen to the other party's arguments. They may even ask for forgiveness when they are the ones that are right. Why? Because they want conflicts to end and for it to be peaceful. This is how, in that society, the family, at work, in the community, this is how unity and love for one another arises. Why is that? Because they have tolerance. The people with virtue make peace arise and disputes end. It ends with them. Even if they are right in the matter, they can still ask for forgiveness without hesitation. Even when they give money to others to help them, they do so because they have love for their friends, not to make people love them. But it happens naturally because those that give will be people who get back. These people have a sense of sacrifice and overcome any selfishness. Things to do with money they don't see as important, but they see friendship and kindness and love as most important. So when you are in society, don't be too hasty to decide and judge other people. Think and reflect first. Have patience first. Have restraint over your mind, imbued with kindness and compassion. Be established in goodness. That is called having sila dhamma, this fundamental human morality. When this mind has Sila Dhamma, the mind is courageous. It is courageous to win over greed, hatred, and delusion in our hearts. This courage isn't the type that is willing to hurt others' hearts. That is someone who has no courage. The one with real courage is the one who is willing to be victorious over their own minds. May you all practice and train your spiritual hearts. When you think positively and think in a good light, then that will clear away the negative thinking from the mind. This is right thought, thoughts that have benefit, not harming oneself and others. One that can do this has wisdom, wisdom in the Buddha sense. So don't decide and easily believe that our thoughts are correct. We have to contemplate thoroughly over it many times, examine it in terms of causes and effects first, because the things we think up and quickly speak on may be very wrong. These are qualities that we have to train in. We need kanti, patience, and soracha, peaceful in our actions and speech. Our minds are firmly established in kindness and compassion. All beings are born having suffering and wish for happiness and to escape from all suffering. Have the courage to have Sila Dhamma, thinking from a point of goodness and virtue. When we practice like this, our mind will have happiness in this world, and we will make the different social groups we're in the world, in our families, be peaceful as well. May you all grow in the Dhamma.